Well, hello there, and welcome to Audiosyncrasy, the podcast, episode number 20. I'm your host, Jamie Osborne, and we are in for, a brief time or so on this download for you to enjoy some of the most beautiful contemporary instrumental, new age, electroacoustic fusion, whatever you'd like to call it. This is beautiful music that you won't find anywhere else. So glad to bring it to you. The Audiosyncrasy podcast is an offshoot, if you will, of my radio program of the same name, heard on KTEP El Paso in El Paso, Texas. But you can hear this a little bit more portable and a little bit more widespread on the MySpace page or however you happen to have found it. So glad you have. On this episode of the program, we've got a lot of music, of course, as we always do, about half an hour or so. We'll begin with an overdue track from Jeff Bjork, who has released a brand new beautiful CD called This I Know, Ageless Hymns of Faith. And we'll start out with one of my favorite tracks from that CD. And then the rest of the program is going to be dedicated to the winners of the New Age Reporter Arts Awards for 2007. Beautiful music, including our Album of the Year, who has given me a big support for the podcast, Jeff Oster, some Lawrence Blatt, Tom Salvatore and Iris Litchfield, and Karen Marie Garrett. All of these artists have won awards in the 2007 New Age Reporter Music Awards, so we will celebrate those tonight. But we begin with music from Jeff Bjork, from his new CD, This I Know, Ageless Hymns of Faith. This is Jerusalem.
singamba bulire bifayo bikwata ku lugendo lwenatwala lugendo lwenatwala Serengeti Empologoma Engo Engabi byonna nga biyiga bizi anya gamba nti byonna yabiyiga amaanyi gaabyo biyiga byokka
Well, a little bit shorter edition of the podcast tonight, but music every bit as awesome. This fivesome of the Audiosyncrasy podcast, episode number 20, featured the music of Jeff Bjork. Started out with a familiar track if you're into the sacred music, a very popular hymn. You hear it a lot. Those of you who know and can go back as far as Chariots of Fire know Jerusalem very well. The beautiful arrangement off the piano of Jeff Bjork, spell that B-J-O-R-C-K. This I know, Ageless Hymns of Faith. After episode 19, Jeff emailed me saying, "Hey, I thought you were going to play me on 19. Oops, I forgot. My bad. I want to make it up to Jeff Bjork." Find him at purepiano.com or myspace.com/Jeff Bjork, B-J-O-R-C-K. After Jeff, we ended up with four tracks, all of which have won awards from the New Age Reporter to 2007 Lifestyle Music Awards. The album of the year, a great friend of the podcast and a two-time winner now, both of his CDs in the library have won the Trumpet and Flugelhorn of Jeff Oster, O-S-T-E-R. His latest release called True wins the album of the year and the best contemporary instrumental album, all from 2007. A great fan of the podcast and a great supporter, and we certainly thank him for sharing his music with us on the podcast. JeffOster.com, myspace.com/Jeff Oster. The track you heard tonight from True was called Serengeti. And then music from Lawrence Blatt. He won the Best New Artist for his CD Out of the Woodwork. He's already released his second CD called Fibonacci's Dream, from which we took Five Nights. A beautiful track from Lawrence Blatt. LawrenceBlatt2T's.com and of course myspace.com/LawrenceBlatt. The fourth track from Tom Salvatore on the guitar, Iris Litchfield on the piano, Come Stay a While from their beautiful CD, Quinn Evening Falls, winner of the Best Neoclassical Album, TomSalvatore.com and myspace.com/TomSalvatore. Come Stay a While, one of the most beautiful tracks from that very deserving CD. And we finished it off with Karen Marie Garrett. Her solo piano CD called It's About the Rose won Best Instrumental Piano Album. And Vino and the Seabird was the track you heard. A beautiful, beautiful arrangement. And find Karen at kgpiano.com and myspace.com/Karen Marie Garrett. Beautiful stuff. Four of the tracks you heard tonight, winners. Of course, I can't play all of them because all of the music you hear on the podcast comes from the artist's permission. They have to own and control their own music and then give me permission to play it for you to hear it on the podcast. But hearing four out of those albums that have won is really pretty remarkable for the podcast. A little bit of the power of the new media known as the podcasting realm, and I'm very glad and appreciative of the artist's support for that. And as you've just heard, all music played on the podcast is done so with the express written permission of the artists, including this theme, Prelude to the Dance, from David Lanz in his CD Skyline Fire Dance from, I believe it's 95, davidlanz.com. This is one of the best two CD sets you will ever find. And you can still find Skyline Fire Dance featuring this track called Prelude to the Dance. And yes, David Lanz gave me permission to air just this one track because he doesn't control his music. But several years ago, he said, sure, for the theme, you can do that. Just before this, too, music from Crystalline Dream under the babbling you heard, Solar Flight, track from Threshold from Richard Solovey. He performs under the name Crystalline Dream, and find information about him at solovey.info. For information about the podcast, you can go to radio.jamieo.com. You may be listening to this on the MySpace page at myspace.com/audiosyn. You should also check the ID 3 tags for the program, because you can also find a link there to the New Age Reporter playlist that's posted there as well. You can also send email to audiosynpodcast@gmail.com. Well, we're going to wrap up episode 20 now. So glad that you were along for the ride. The episode featured four of the five tracks from the 2007 New Age Reporter Awards. I mean, how cool is that for a podcaster to be able to play those and support those? All the music that you hear is done so with the artist's permission, and I really encourage you to go out and visit these artists' websites. Support this independent music by supporting it with your dollars. Buy these CDs and impress your friends. They'll wonder how you got such great music. And in the meantime, I'll see you on episode number 21 of the Audiosyncrasy Podcast coming around soon. Thanks for listening.